Jay, you ready for OJ?
I'm always ready for OJ.
All right, Fox is set to air an old interview of OJ Simpson that they had on the shelf for years, okay? In it, OJ tells host Judith Regan that he hypothetically had an accomplice in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Fox shelved the interview for more than 11 years after public outcry over the revelation that the interviewer, Judith Regan, reportedly paid Simpson $3.5 million for the interview.
Wow.
Fox is now airing the interview coming up March 11th at 8 p.m. as a two-hour special. Here's the title. O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, hosted by Soledad O'Brien, our old friend.
Yeah, our old friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of this, and you know what? They've cut nothing out either, man. They got everything in there.
Is this the one based off the book, If I Had Done It? I got it.
Yes, Shirley.
Don't tell me that.
This is the interview... One more
just
time, Jay.
No, yeah. It was done 11 years ago. This is basically a slice of history.
But remember, Steve, when he did the when he did the book or something, it was called If I Had Done It.
Yes, this is from that.
So this is from.
I have said from the beginning
that
I thought he was guilty.
Yeah.
Now a lot of people disagree with that, but I just thought he was guilty. Now, he got freed.
Mm-hmm.
I was mad at him for still trying to show up and be regular. Hey, man, go sit your ignorant behind down somewhere.
Yeah.
Then he messed around till he finally got his ass put in jail.
Back in jail.
I'm not a fan of stupidity.
Right. You got away with murder.
Yeah.
Double homicide.
How do you do that? You know, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. That's what it is. It's just not.
So, Steve, you think he was being stupid by still going out to the golf course, playing golf, and
this interview.
Yeah,
this interview that they have. It's just not a bright person.
No.
No one does this. No, a person who's rationally thinking doesn't do it. You don't care anything about your children. This woman had children.
Yeah.
Her children are still living.
Your children.
They're your kids.
Yeah.
And your dumbass is so arrogant that you out here making these types of interviews, these type of statements with innuendo. Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, they must be kidding. And that people were upset about it back during that time, Steve. That's exactly what they were saying. So they shelved it, and now finally, I guess they're thinking the climate has changed.
Well,
it's different now.
Why would Fox take a stab at it and then try to air this now?
Cut it out, Jay.
See what you did?
You said cut
it out.
Me too,
Shirley.
She know what she's doing.
Yeah, I agree, though. Yeah, just let it go. Seriously. Why now?
Sit down and shut up. Yeah, you'll be fine.
But that's Fox, though. Don't we expect that?
You're right.
Fox?
That is Fox. Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I'll tell you what I'm going to watch.
Anytime OJ's on TV,
you have to watch.
I'm going to watch it. Will you watch it? I'm going to watch it
because he's going to make a lot of good points.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what they say, Steve. He's talking about himself in the third person. Then he kind of slips up.
Yeah. Junior got it.
Caught it right off the top.
Junior got it. Okay.
Point.
Quietly just
point.
Carla, why didn't they cut to the chase and do it 11 years ago?
Well, they say he talks about himself in the third person. Then he goes and kind of slips up, and then he says, he talks about himself in the first person.
Well, they're like, is this a confession?
Yeah. Well, they're saying, that's what they're saying. This is kind of like a confession.
In other words, it's kind of dull. Huh?
Yeah.
No, it's never dull.
OJ
sharper than that.
During the taping, OJ describes going to scare the blank sugar honey iced tea out of Nicole the night she was killed, saying that he showed up in the Bronco with a friend, brought a knife, and wore a hat and gloves for dramatic effect. So you could take a listen.
Forget everything you think you know about that night, because I know the facts better than anyone. This is one story the whole world got wrong.
You know
that
what?
Sounds eerie.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it does.
I think the numbers are not going to be as great as Fox wants them to be. I mean, people are like kind of fed up with OJ.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to do as well as they hope.
Especially millennials and stuff. They don't know the story. They don't. Yeah. They don't. You know,
it's no
they
big
weren't
deal
around.
To them, right? Yeah. Right.
When the Bronco chase and all of that. But, yeah.
What?
That
was a striking.
It was the story of the century.
Hey, trial.
Yeah.
Best acting job I've seen.
Yes,
try to
did.
Put them gloves on.
Yeah, man.
Boy.
OJ was boy, not putting that glove
boy,
on.
Boy, he was not going to make it fit.
Can't do it. It won't fit. Look. Yeah.
And everyone had a theory. Everyone had something to say about this trial. Everyone.
I had the best theory.
What was yours,
man? What was your theory?
He did it.
Yeah. I completely agree with you from day one. I mean, people would argue you down, though, about this. In L.A., it was crazy because it was racially divided. Yeah. And I mean, it was really crazy living out here
during
that time.
And the other theory was, if he didn't do it, would you let him spend a night at jailhouse?
No.
Tell you one thing.
Oh, he's spending the night, all right.
You gotta lock them doors.
Man, we got.
No, I ain't locking no door. I'm gonna be up with his ass the whole damn time.
Yeah,
Uncle, you think we can find that bit what you did on OJ?
I did several bits on OJ. You talking about
on the special?
One,
the special.
Oh yeah. Oh, that.
God.
Hey, man, that was my first HBO special.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That was my very first one. Yeah. That was my very first one.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
It was sharp.
Somebody said they found a Heisman trophy in the bushes. It was so much evidence.
Can we play a little bit of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See if you can find it.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. When we come back, we're going to hear some of Steve's, his own take on the whole OJ situation when we come back.
Years ago.